Praise the Lord. I'm going to take a few minutes, then I'm going to ask you for a few. Then I'm going to take what I want on the end. And by when we gather all that up, I should have enough to get done with what I believe the Lord wants me to do. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Good to see you. I want to continue on this thought, and I want to go into a little more detail of this. And we have been talking about be filled with the fullness of God. Can you imagine what that's like? I'm full of God. Who can mess with that? If you're full of God, who can mess with that? God is God. Is that right? And He will always be God. I'm going to give my text in a minute, but this just rose up and I'm going to read it. And y'all can put up, if you can follow me on this, Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to start at verse 31. So what shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? This is Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Do you think God is for you? You know what? I really don't think that. He just told me. Because anybody would give his only. How many? Now we, my wife and I, we have six sons. I don't know which one I. Tere. I see y'all made the choice. But God didn't have y'all up there in heaven, did he? But he did what? He gave his only begotten son. Could we question that love? God don't really love me. And look what he did. The son came and died for you. Took your punishment. If you had taken the punishment, and when you got punished, you're still being guilty. Whoo! Did you hear? But he took it and paid it off. So you're not guilty of anything. I want today to see, can we make this real simple? That's what I have in my spirit. Because we've heard things like, God's going to get you for this. He's going to get you for that. And you do that, he's going to get you, and so forth. He wants you to understand, he came, he sent Jesus so you wouldn't be got, so no one could get you. You know who's out to get you? The devil, sin. And he came and removed the very thing that would what? Destroy you. Did y'all hear that? All right. So, it says, in other words, if he wanted to get you here, he would have gotten you. But he's not out to get you to kill you. Because why would he kill you when you're already dead? You was already dead. So why would he, He came to give you life. So he said, I'm just going to read a few of these. I want you to listen. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, and we don't have to question it because he, as I said earlier, he gave you his only begotten son. Who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but what? Delivered him up for, oh, then he delivers up for the, he delivered his son for the black man. No, y'all, you know. He delivered his son for the white man. Oh, y'all ain't talking right. Can't you see how the devil has hoodwinked the church? He wants you over here and on another group over there. Then wants you to be called by this name. Then wants you to be called by that name. I got this kind of faith, and you got that kind of faith, but we can't find the one Jesus. Why in the world he split us up like that, and he just one Jesus died one time, but yet he died so I could be over here, and that's where your body is, you know. You know your one arm is over there. You have to run over there and get it when you get ready for it. Another arm is over there. You all split up. No, you know that's. You said, man, what's the matter with you? You talking crazy talk. Well, what have we been doing in church? So I'm saying all this because I want to share something with you. I want to impart something to you that you never be the same again. That okay? All right. So I have to take my time to do it. Watch this. He that spareth not his own son, but deliver him up for us all. Listen to this statement. How shall he not do what? How shall he not with him also do what? Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, 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 no. I have to beg him for it. No, 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 no. The more I beg him and the more I plead, he might think about giving it to me. How shall he not with him also freely give us what? How much is all? Did it say all things? All things? You mean all things? If it had to do with life, God has given it. He can't give you sickness. He can't give you death. He can't give you poverty. He can't give you strife. You know why? He doesn't have it. Every good gift. Is that right? That's what James says. Every good gift, every perfect gift is come up out of hell. Oh, come from above. Come from above. Every good gift and perfect gift is from above. It comes from above, with whom there is no what? Variance. Neither shadow of turning. Tim, you take your babies. I didn't know yet. I forgot. You sure can do it. Amen. Take your kids, take your babies. King, what did you say? King kids? Kingdom kids? Kingdom kids? You kingdom kids, y'all. Go. Go, kingdom kids. Go. Go, kingdom kids. Go. There you go. Go, kingdom kid. Hallelujah.